The new Hot 102.7. Jobber's hottest breakfast show.
British man visits 51 pubs in 24 hours for a Guinness World Record. Yep. My goodness.
And I bet you all these problems were definitely not solved.
No.
But it was worth a shot.
Hot 102.7. Jobber's hottest breakfast show.
Time that I spent in my downtime is getting back to basics with really good, clean, fun board games.
Oh, that
board
makes
game.
A difference.
Yay!
That's nice.
Mm.
Okay, well, I must say, we love a board game in Dahlstrom.
You strike me as a Scrabble guy.
No, I love Cards Against Humanity because you're absolutely filthy.
Also strike me as a Cards Against Humanity guy.
Love that game.
A little bit of a fall.
By the way, sorry, never ever play Cards Against Humanity with your parents.
Oh, that goes without saying.
No, it is woo.
No, you're living on the edge if you're doing that. Do you know there's a board game called Pandemic, but it was made in 2013. I just kind of feel it was a little bit of a foreshadower. Yeah. Mm. But anyway, there's so many board games, and the thing about it is that we kind of have to, like, they're making a resurgence, first of all. I think more so now with the lockdown. But more importantly, we need to be getting, like, board games that speak to us.
Yes.
You know, that are, like, tailored for the local market.
Mm. Well, funny you should say that, Bunny, because they've brought this out.
Monopoly South Africa is here. The famous game with a local twist where the state controls everything and you need to see how many SOE boards you can sit on. Don't worry about buying properties. Simply take them off your opponents with the cool Section 25 amendment card. Bribe fellow players on your way to massive tender deals and kill others' momentum and spirit by pulling a load-shedding card anytime you like. And jail? Literally not on the cards with your military doctor's sick note. Help yourself to community chest money whenever you want, but watch out for potholes, broken traffic lights, and pesky investigative journalists, which could stop your progress at any time. Monopoly South Africa, the board game with zero consequences, where nobody gets bored and everyone gets rich.
Oh, I like that.
Sounds like my kind of game.
Hot 102.7. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Biking, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But young people are getting fresh air. They're also bringing the boomboxes, though.
No.
So now I'm...
Boomboxes?
No, but like for real, music on the hike. And I'm thinking, we're out in nature. It's gorgeous. Getting some fresh air. The birds are singing. And then a little bit of amapiano. And I'm like, but why, Lord? Is it just me?
Yeah. So did you say anything? Or did you just mutter
under your breath? I muttered under my breath.
And then had a moan about it on the radio.
Yes. That's how it's done.
1027. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Feeling so hollow and empty without you on the WhatsApp line. But not a very difficult one, I don't think.
No.
Just in case you missed out on the crows that delighted Sun Hill. This is what that sounded like.
You hear that, Mr. Anderson? That is the sound of inevitability.
It's the music for me.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's the crows for you.
But it's so easy. It's so easy. If you didn't get that it was
The Matrix.
There you go.
Our job well done.
Well, you didn't know, Johnny.
No, I thought it was Kevin.
Johnny just reads the lines.
Yeah, Johnny will read anything you put in front of him.
Yes. So it's The Matrix, this morning's movie nightmare. It's one of my absolute favorite movies. And a brand new Matrix in the mix for this year.
Smelly Sock Productions presents The Matrix. You'll bend over backwards not to watch this one. Starring Tony Morell as Morpheus.
Oh, for goodness sake, man. I'm on holiday.
Bunny Machacha as Trinity.
A deja vu is usually a glitch in the Matrix. It happens when they change something.
Simon Hill as Agent Smith.
Human beings are a disease. A cancer of this planet.
And we were thinking of John Walland as Neo, but he decided to leave work early before we recorded this. So he's not in.
Oh, that's a pity.
The Matrix. The remake. Out now. You'll definitely wish you'd taken the blue pill.
Hot 1027. Joburg's Honest Breakfast Show.
Manchester United have defended their decision to fly the 100-mile journey to their Premier League game at Leicester at the weekend.
Yep. Mm.
At least they can defend something.
Hot 1027. Joburg's Honest Breakfast Show.